Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The music has been very strong today, Samuel.
What?
It has been.
Go ahead, Scott. Take credit for the three songs that you picked.
I picked four for today. You've only played three so far. Well,
that's and my point this, exactly.
Excuse me, I'm talking.
Oh, okay.
And this is one of them.
Okay.
So was The Thrill Is Gone by B.B. King.
I'm very impressed. It's been very good today.
You get Thank so you. Offended when there is mislaid credit.
Apparently, we got a problem on northbound 169 highway.
We've had a problem.
Extreme structural issues. Bridge joints. Not so jointy.
Just north of the downtown airport. MoDOT apparently this morning found structural issues with the 169 Viaduct Bridge over the BSNF Railroad, leaving the northbound lanes of 169 from the South Airport entrance to South Briarcliff Parkway closed until further notice.
That specific stretch of highway is one of the scariest things you have to traverse.
Yeah. Ever. Is that when you're going down and the railroad tracks are on your right,
yes,
and the Wheeler Airport's on your left?
And it whips up and then to the right,
yes,
really quickly.
Yes, yes.
And people are going at 55, 65 miles an hour. I just had to go to the airport to pick up Mary Beth on Friday night. And thankfully, there was no traffic because it was 11 p.m. But it's still scary, even with no cars around.
Even with no structural damage, Sam?
To and fro.
What I read was severe structural damage.
Well, the structural damage existed when I drove over it. It just hadn't been discovered yet.
Can you imagine?
Well, that's my question. How long has it been severely bad and compromised to the point that they're like, we're just going to shut it down?
It's got to be pretty bad.
Can I ask a dumb question? Because I don't traverse that way very often.
Sure.
How does one then get back and forth to downtown now that that little stretch is closed?
I-35, 635
okay.
to 70.
Okay. Have fun with that.
There are other ways to the Northland, but...
It's just quicker if you are going to the west side of town without going so far west that I-35 makes the most sense, or 635, excuse me. It's quicker than taking I-35 down the east side of downtown and then crossing
right, that's
through
a lot
downtown.
Of directions, Sam.
Here, let me put it in the most basic way possible.
To go that way, longer. To go this way, shorter.
That is correct.
Is something I can understand.
If you work downtown and you live in Briarcliff.
Yes.
Parkville,
yes,
your commute home is now a lot longer.
Got it. I like that.
Okay.
A homeowners association in Maryland has fined a family hundreds of dollars over their Christmas decorations. The family says there's nothing out of bounds with their display, and they are following the rules. It brings you into the Christmas spirit, giving to others, being grateful for what you have, they say. Loving your neighbor. But the Salgado family is not feeling any love from their neighborhood's HOA, which has fined them $50 per day for their Christmas lights. The total has added up to $650 so far and counting. Sunday marked about a week since they were first notified.
That's 13 days.
Dude, I would be... tearing those decorations down yesterday.
Are there just too many lights? Is it one of those dun 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 where it's all timed out?
Those are epic.
So the Middlebrook Manor South HOA says the decorations break, quote, nuisance rules. Some lights on our bushes and a manger scene does not cause a nuisance to the whole community, Salgado said. The specific HOA's rules do not explicitly ban Christmas lights. Under their prohibited nuisance section, bans include loud noises, lawn ornaments, and lights directed outside of the property. They have a manger. They have some lights.
They have three magi?
You don't.
They have three magi. All, fun fact, have heads.
Weird.
Is one of them black?
I gifted Sam two of the three wise men, and one of them is missing a head. But a little super glue will fix him right up, Sam.
Does Joseph have a foot?
Does Jesus have arms?
I do not know what happened to Joseph's foot.
Sorry, continue.
Okay, this house looks like the Home Alone house, okay? So tall, two-story, brick, colonial. It is a normal Christmas display. They've got lights around the small trees. Like
that's a little much.
They've wrapped the lights around the... They've wrapped the lights around the trunks of the trees. A lot of people do that, Scott. During the day, they have two huge toy soldiers.
Where was I the other
flanking
day?
Flanking the door.
I was driving through some neighborhood the other day.
Oh, the inflatables?
Where there were the entire front yard.
Yes.
Was covered in inflatables. Like, if you were to let the dog out to go poo in
not
the morning,
happening. There's no grass. Room. I drove by the same house yesterday.
Where is it?
It would be somewhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Along the 75th Street corridor, because I was over there getting coffee.
There's a house on Lee that I swear to God the owners own an inflatable
store,
inflatable company.
This house, I don't remember. Golly, where was I?
I'm telling you, I don't think this house is it has done anything wrong, Scott. There are wreaths perfectly placed in every windowsill.
Like, oh,
boom,
nice.
Boom, boom.
That's nice.
Nothing like a Halloween display like our house is on fire. I did see a hilarious video on Instagram Reels of an HOA that restricted all properties in the subdivision to one inflatable per yard.
Well, I'm telling you, Sam, this
it's
house...
It's gotten out of control.
Real quick, the one inflatable per yard, they all went out and bought like 40-foot tall inflatables, like Macy's Day Parade size inflatables to put in their front yard.
Well, so this house, and it'll come to me where I was in a little bit. There were no fewer than 60 inflatables in this front yard.
Yeah.
It was out of control.
Yeah.
At that point, you're just trying to be annoying.
Well,
you're not even trying to be fun and festive. You don't care about Jesus.
It's a lot of penguins, you know, with red Santa hats on.
Which my dog thinks is real and barks at.
Yeah. I can see an HOA having an issue with all those inflatables, not with what this family's done on their colonial.
No, I mean, it's a bit much, but it's not offensive. It's not $50 a day.
No.
I drove down my street and checked, including my entire street. There is one other house with Christmas lights.
One?
It's not a very festive street I live on.
There's only one house in my neighborhood that doesn't have Christmas lights.
Yeah. I put up lights. I told you this the other day. I didn't give you the update.
How bad is
it? Or the lights are down.
The electrical tape. I was so proud of myself.
Where Johnny ended up nailing them up there.
Yes,
because
he
they
nailed
kept
them
falling
up.
Down.
Now a fuse has blown and they're bye-bye. It's just, we're just not going to. We enjoyed them for about three nights. And so I think next year, maybe we do what you did, Scott.
For $75, I'll come over and replace the fuse in your light strand.
$75. You pay a little more up front, and then they come back and do it every single year. Well, I tried.
You
got to
buy your own lights, though.
That's all right. That's all right.
That was the joke, Scott. It costs like 14 cents to replace the fuse in the light strand. that's why I was charging.
What I'm going to do is buy the lights after the holiday season.
Smart.
But having people professionally put up your lights is not cheap.
I know.
It's like $350.
It's for like 3 weeks.
I know.
4 weeks.
But I'm not going to be that one guy in my neighborhood.
That's not doing it.
That doesn't have any lights for Jesus.
Yeah, that guy hates Jesus right there.
I like our two light up wreaths.
That's okay. As long as you do something, Sam.
Yeah. And you can see our Christmas tree from outside.
Oh, very nice.
Who in the HOA gets to determine
what's too much?
Because this is like a dictatorship, the HOA. And I live in a neighborhood that has an HOA. Full disclosure, I had no intention of ever buying that house. Somebody else wanted me to buy it for, and I did. I was perfectly happy living in a 3-bedroom, 1-bath house in Roland Park that had no HOA for like 11 years. Who in the HOA gets to determine that you are in violation of, is it the president?
No, there's a board.
Or does the board like sit around with pictures?
They do. There's a governing body,
and they're like, we need to take a vote now.
Yeah, they do.
It's much more political than that. I know someone who got roped into being the HOA president in their subdivision. And by roped into, I mean they were the vice president. And then when the president retired, nobody else volunteered.
That is a thankless job.
They told me that it's nothing that they do comes out of their own decision. It's other neighbors that come and complain and demand that the HOA president do something.
Right.
Okay. Well, like Kara Marxer was.
She was on the board.
Her HOA president, I think,
she,
on the board.
She had to do the newsletter, didn't she?
Shonda, my ex-wife, was she? The entertainment chair on her HOA.
Sounds like a hoot.
Oh, boy. Hey, we're going to have a hot dog barbecue contest this weekend. You couldn't. There's not enough money on the planet to get me to join an HOA. Do you even have one? Oh, wait, no, never mind. Pickleball.
How dare you?
I think you wish you had one now.
I think that they have their place in any civilized society, Scott.
all of a sudden, you're a big fan. Thwack.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.